I don't know what else you could say.
Suppose you're outside going from the ground up to the porch. You'd call that the...
You mean in front, in the back? The
either
steps.
One. Is it steps, front or back?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call them stairs, or do stairs have to be inside?
No, stairs in the house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then, you mentioned porch on your old house. Do you distinguish between different types of porches as to where they are or how big they are?
Well, sometimes you call it a sleeping porch because that was generally attached to the back of the house where you had screens. But a front porch, everybody sat there because it was hot. Mm-hmm. You had no way to cool off.
Well, it's hotter outside, I think, than it is inside. Lots
yeah, but of then I see we started getting window ventilating fans and a little oscillating desk fans, and then you get attic fans, and then you got the window coolers, and then you got the central systems. That was it. That's the stages.
There they are. Well, do you have a name for a porch that goes maybe 3/4 of the way around the house?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a name, but I don't know what I would call it. Portico, I think, is what they're supposed to call it, but I don't think I've called it anything.
Some people say gallery, and some people say veranda.
Veranda. Yes, okay. That's a veranda. I've called it that.
Did you ever hear of one called a paesa or a piazza?
Yes, yes, but we didn't use it much, but I know what it is. I know what it meant.
What does it mean?
It's front porch.
Which way do you pronounce it?
Piazza.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about a porch on the second story? What would you call it?
I don't know whether I have a name for that or not. You mean if you got two in front?
I suppose.
Oh, in the Mobile type architecture, and they have it in New Orleans too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the upper porch.
All right. What if it's just a little tiny porch?
That's a stoop.
Mm-hmm. And if the door were open and you didn't want it to be, you would say to me...
The door's ajar.
And you'd tell me to do what?
Shut it.
Okay, good. And what would you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
Clapboard.
Any other name for them?
Can't think of them.
Do you ever say weatherboard?
Yeah, sure. That's, yeah. One's just as useful as the other.
How do you say that?
Weatherboard.
Okay. It doesn't do any good for me to pronounce it. You have to pronounce it.
Sure, it's weatherboard. I don't know why I didn't think of it.
Okay. And the part that covers the top of the house is the...
Shingles?
Well, the whole thing is the...
Oh, it's the roof.
Mm-hmm. And then along the edge of the roof, you might have the things to
gable.
To carry the water off.
That's a gutter.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have a name for the place where the house and the L come together and there's a place that leaves get stuck?
Oh, that's a downspout.
No, that's not what I'm trying to describe. I can't really describe it very well, but it's where there are two different slopes of the roof.
Oh, that's a, I know what you're talking about, brother. It's, I don't know what you call that. I'd call that a... I'm looking at one now, but I can't think what to call it.
Some people call
valley.
It... Pardon?
Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, that some people call it a valley. And then, let's see, you talked about the little building for storing tools, and I forgot what you said you called it.
Well, it could be a tool bin, or it could be a tool shop, which I call mine, or you call it a plunder room.
Oh, a plunder room. Now, that's a good one. I ought to get my things off the table there.
Everybody had a plunder room, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm. What do you keep in a plunder room?
Junk.
Okay.
Accumulation. Mm-hmm. And most people put it in the attic if they can get up there. But a plunder room finally gets full. Then you have what you call a yard sale. Now, that's something brand new. We never had a yard sale up to the last 5 years.
Boy, everybody has them nowadays.
And they tell me you can get bargains there. I've never stopped at one. People get tired of something. For instance, suppose you want a bicycle to take exercises, and she'd like to have one. Mm-hmm. I bet you'd get one for nothing if you could find it.
Yeah.
People aren't going to use it for 1 week.